Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there. Once again, Jonathan Doyle with the weekly podcast. Firstly, apologies to you. If you're a real fan of the weekly podcast, you'll notice that I've been missing for a week or so. It's been school holidays here. And as you'll know from previous podcasts, I've got a tribe of young children and things have been a little busy around here. And I wanted to get back on top of things today, and I'm back in the office and I'm going to do a bunch of recording. And I got some really good stuff for you. And as always, thank you for the pleasure and the privilege of your time. Wherever you are, wherever you're sitting listening to this, I can promise you that as I stand here in front of the microphone, I have such a desire to kind of reach you personally and give you one or two ideas from this podcast that are really going to be useful to you. It's all about adding value. The way that I run the businesses that we have and the way that I try to interact with people is whoever adds the most value wins. So you can give me feedback on that. It's been really cool recently on Facebook to have a lot of people sending private messages and letting me know things they'd like to hear about. I'm going to do some of that today in the different recordings that I'm going to do. So please keep in touch. Social media, as I keep saying, is huge. And you can find me on Twitter at Choices Media with a Z. And you can find me at Facebook at fbjonathan.com. So, as always, let's just rip in. And what I wanted to talk about in this weekly podcast is a simple idea called ducks in a row. Ducks in a row. Now, as you know, again, from previous podcasts, I have a few obsessive hobbies. Golf is one. And, of course, cycling is the other. And if you're into those things, you'll be like, that's great, tell me more. If you're not, and they're the last things in the world you'd like to do, then we'll just listen to them from the point of view of of the metaphor behind them. So when I go cycling, I'm really lucky that I live somewhere where, you know, just a short ride from my house is just some amazing, countryside and a great place to cycle. And recently, I've been listening to Seth Godin. And if you're in business or you're just interested in personal development, Seth Godin's work's just fascinating. He's one of those people that's kind of crossed over that line of, trying to say what's popular. He's just out there saying really interesting things about what it takes in the new kind of digital economy to reach people. And I had the privilege of listening to the highlights of a 3-day program he gave on entrepreneurship. And in that sort of masterclass over those 3 days, he said so much great stuff. But one was about the concept of ducks in a row. And the idea of ducks in a row is that, a lot of times in our lives, we don't do something that we'd like to do because we tell ourselves a story that we can't do it until X happens. So this is the idea that, the old saying that you got to have all your ducks in a row. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe someone could Google that for me this week and flip me a message in the show notes here and tell me where it comes from. But if you haven't heard it, ducks in a row is an old, metaphor, and it's just that everything has to be perfectly in place before something can happen. So I want you to think about that idea for a minute. Think about, your life, and we want to explore in your life, is there somewhere you're not taking action because you're telling yourself a story about a whole bunch of things that have to happen before X can happen? Now, the example that Seth Godin gives is a really good one. He talks about being a brain surgeon. He goes, look, if you want to be a brain surgeon, yes, you do need ducks in a row. You can't just open a website that says, free discount, bulk wholesale brain surgery. You got to get ducks in a row. You got to do well in school. You got to do well when you get to university. You've got to do well in this, 15 years. And he said, 15 years, you've probably got your ducks in a row after 15 years. But, for all those people listening and for, who are not planning on being a brain surgeon, if you are, then disregard this section. But if for everyone else, where are you telling yourself a story? I'm so passionate about that idea of the stories we tell ourselves. The stories we tell ourselves are sneaky. They're just below the level of consciousness. It's like catching your shadow. You kind of got to spin around and jump on it, but it always just jumps out of the way before you land on it. So, what are the stories you're telling yourself about why something hasn't happened or can't happen until something else or a whole bunch of things happen first? You know, one of the things you'll see people do, especially in terms of goal, you know, goal setting and being goal driven. And if you are listening to this, you're probably one of those people. And you've, you know, there's plenty of my podcasts you can go back through where I talk about, you know, developing a plan and, you know, just, you know, goal setting and all the stuff that we do. I did a masterclass on that recently. But the thing about it is you can actually overdevelop it. You can do so many things that, you know, you don't actually start. It's like you've got a big ship in a harbor and you're loading it up with all these things and it's all done eventually, but you never actually, you know, leave the harbor. So one thing to keep in mind is we can sometimes plan almost too much. And my favorite story about this, you know, Tony Robbins, some you'll be familiar with, is a, you know, fantastic motivational speaker and coach. And he tells a great story of when he went to a conference one day and he, you know, did all this stuff about health and lifestyle. And a woman comes to see him at the end and she's a very successful businesswoman. You know, she's incredibly powerful and successful and she's worth, you know, a huge amount of money. But, you know, the downside of that is she hasn't looked after herself and she is massively overweight. And she comes up to him and she says, Tony, you know, I listened to your whole thing and I want to show you my plan. I listened to you and here's my plan. And she shows him this like 36-point plan about how she was going to reclaim her health. You know, and it was, I'm going to find the best trainer. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to go to this dietitian. I'm going to go to these websites. I'm going to read, you know, 2 books a week. And she lists all these things and he just stops and he goes, ma'am, you know, with all respect, you don't need any of that. You just need a big man behind you screaming, run! I love that. It's just like, you know, he just cut through the whole thing and said, look, you don't need something that elaborate. You just need to start. You just need to actually get out there and begin. So I guess what I'm saying to you is there's a balancing act here. There's wisdom. The wisdom between knowing what you want, planning around it, but also sometimes just not so tying yourself up in planning and strategy that you don't actually begin. And I wonder if you're more interested in that, go back to one of my previous podcasts. I think it's called Aggregation versus Implementation, which is the difference between, you know, gathering information and knowledge before you do something and then actually implementing. But, you know, the next point I wanted to make was, you know, something I mentioned, you know, in the Tony Robbins story is that you just got to start. Like, you got to cut through sometimes and just begin. So I want to give you that as kind of an action step that sometimes you just have to start. And, you know, once again, check that story. What are you saying? Oh, you know, if I did this and if I did that, sometimes you have to start. And as I was preparing these notes, I was thinking about, you know, almost 10 years ago now, where Karen and I, my wife, we you know, launched our first business. And the image in my mind is so clear. I was studying my second master's degree. And I remember being in this library and right up in a back corner, there was this computer. And I can see myself online right now. I remember that time where I bought the actual domain name for one of our first businesses. And, you know, I look at the amazing stuff we've done since then. You know, hundreds of thousands of people that we've reached personally in live events or through products, you know, began, you know, in, as an idea, as a concept. And then I can see that first beginning step of getting the website. And I can look at all the other steps of where we met designers and we built websites, all that stuff. But we began somewhere. You know, do you think that when I sat down that day and was mapping out, you know, we're buying that domain, do you think I had said, you know, and then approximately 10 years later on this date, we will have reached this many people? Well, some people plan that way. And again, it's this tension between planning and doing. And I just think you might just need to begin. And the other reason is that once you begin, once you start to get feedback. You know, your product sells or, you know, you ask someone out on a date and you're going to get feedback instantly, right? So I know that who you are listening to this, you could be anybody. You could be a business, you know, a CEO. You could be someone still in high school. But think about the things that you're not doing that you'd like to do. The minute you actually begin and start, you are going to get feedback. So if you're in high school and there's a girl or a guy that you really like and you're nervous about asking them out, well, you can sit down and map out a 50-point strategy about, you know, how you want to do that. But sooner or later, you're actually going to have to ask them out. And the minute you do that, you're going to get feedback. And the feedback could be awesome. It could be like, I've been waiting so long for you to ask me out. Or it could be, you know, no thank you. And that's really tough and it's really hard, but you're going to get feedback. And once you get feedback, you can map out a response and keep going. So whether it's business, study, sport, high school, dating, relationships, whatever it is that you're not doing that you think you might want to be doing, once you start, you get feedback. And that feedback is really important. So once again, stop telling yourself stories about, you know, this idea of, I think Brian Tracy used to talk about this, you know, an island that he called Someday Isle. You know, think of that as a name of an island, Someday Isle. You know, someday I'll do this. Someday I'll own that. Someday I'll ask this person. Someday, friends, if you live on Someday Isle, nothing ever happens. You know, so it's this stories about when I am X or when I've got this, then I'll do X. Now, I know if you're studying, you go, Jonathan, this is all great, but I have to get this degree. Yeah, you do. Yes, I agree with that. But, you know, be careful about all the rules that you're putting around this particular phase of life. You know, life is for living. It's not for relentlessly planning and thinking about, you know, and I got to be honest, how many times have I said this to you? A lot of people, maybe most people live on Someday Isle. You know, one day I'll win the lottery. You know, when someone says to me, I win the lottery, or, you know, I hope I win the lottery, I know everything about them I need to know in terms of, you know, goal setting, personal development. You know, I don't know what I'd do. If I won the lottery, I mean, there's so much research about, you know, how it affects people. And we assume that adding a whole bunch of money is going to fix our problems. But, you know, a lot of the time it's not if the underlying structure isn't there. So we got to begin. We've got to look at the stories we're telling ourselves. We've got to, you know, sell our house on Someday Isle. If you're living on Someday Isle, I know it's nice. It's comfortable. You get nice afternoon breeze. You know, you can have a cocktail by the pool. But eventually, it's not going to be where you want to spend your life. You know, and one of the last thoughts on this was on beginning and ducks in a row was, you know, the great book recently from Eric Ries, who wrote The Lean Startup, and it's a very influential book. And, you know, he's talking about the huge changes in the kind of digital economy. And, you know, in the past, you kind of, you know, you did marketing and focus groups and you got feedback and you built a product. And it was like, you know, one big product and then you just hoped it sold and you put your marketing team and a sales team behind it. And in The Lean Startup, he's saying, look, the digital economy is changing everything, because he talks about what they call MVP, which is minimum viable product. You know, look at a lot of times, it's just about getting your stuff out there or beginning and just, you know, allowing the market or people or relationships to give you feedback. And then they talk about what they call iterations. Iterations are like versions, you know, just constantly tweaking what it is that you're doing and putting it back out there again. So that's a great book, especially if you're in business. It's a really powerful book. But all of it, you know, if I was going to summarize, is really about beginning. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of work in the last few weeks about, you know, what is it that I really love to do? Like, I have different businesses that require me to do different things, and some of the stuff I love, some of it's, you know, more managerial and making sure other people do stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I really love to do is kind of what I'm doing right here with you. I just love to give people content and ideas that can shift them and get them to move and act. And I want to do that in my own life. You know, I'm about to launch a whole bunch of new stuff in terms of what I'm doing here with, like, the weekly podcast. And, you know, I'm working with new designers, and very soon you're going to see an amazing new website, and I'm going to have heap more video on there, and I'm going to have some stuff that you can buy, like some masterclass stuff that's going to go a whole lot deeper. You know, Of course, I have a plan around this, you know, but is it extensive? Sort of, and no. It's like, I just want to start now. And I guess maybe that's my, you know, charism. That's kind of what's in my DNA, is that I just want to start stuff and develop and grow and be. And I think some of that's in you. You know, there's, what, 6 billion people on the planet. How many people do you think are listening to the weekly podcast? If you're listening to this, you've got something similar to what I've got, and you want more out of life, you want more growth, more impact, you want better relationships. So let's begin. Let's begin. What is it that you're not doing at the moment because of the ducks in the row or the Someday Isle mentality, and how can you shift that? So I'll leave it there for this week. Hopefully we'll have a transcript under here so you can read it if you'd like to. And please do me the huge favor, use the social media buttons that we've got underneath the podcast here. Just post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter, Google+, grab the email link and say to, you know, 2 or 3 friends, hey, listen to this, it's really good. That's all I ask for all this amazing free content, is that you either jump on iTunes, I'll put a link in there, you can jump on iTunes and leave a review, or just give me some feedback in the box under here. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. We'll put the links under the blog, under the podcast blog post here. But I really look forward to speaking to you next week. I hope this has been useful. I think there's a bit of gold in there. If you maybe put this on the bus or the train or the car and listen to it a few times, I think some of those key ideas are going to really come through. I'm Jonathan Doyle. As always, it has just been really cool to have this time to speak to you personally. I hope it's been useful, and I'll have something fantastic for you again next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.